Greetings in Jesus' name on this 29th day of November, the year of our Lord 2019. Currently 30 degrees outside on this marvelous Monday morning, making the broadcast at the 6:52 a.m. hour and a top shelf day today. Looking forward to stripping floors down at the local ministry and encouraged in the work of God to be able to get the ugly wax off the floor, strip them up, make them pretty for the glory of God. And all works of the ministry. I didn't learn this in Bible college. Bible college, they didn't say that you're going to be a janitor. But that's all part of the work of the ministry, and we're looking forward to what God has in store. What a day we had on yesterday. Preached all day long, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Sunday school. Just a powerful time. Our attendance still is over 100 in Sunday school, and it's growing, and we're believing God that He would help us to break the 500 mark and build in a church for His glory and His honor, reaching souls before it's eternally too late. We must be busy about the Father's business. We must stay after it. And truly, there is no time for sad stories. We must be everlastingly after it for Christ. Thank you for praying for us and believing God with us as this week is the week coming up that we're going to be having our huge pastor's conference. We're expecting over 100 guests or more to come onto our property. And many of those will be pastors, 40, 50, 60 of them, maybe 80 of them, who knows, will be pastors. And we're believing the Lord that He would help us to experience a refreshing time in the work of the ministry. If you have your Bibles today, I want you to look with me in 2 Peter chapter number 1 and verse number 16. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables. He's simply saying to us that we're not involved in a bunch of hokey pokey stuff. We're not involved in a bunch of weird ideology. We have not followed cunningly devised fables. I'm here to report to you, there's a lot of people that have followed cunningly devised fables. There's a lot of people that's followed things that are weird, that are really, out there. Could you imagine drinking Kool-Aid and all of the different things that are involved in cults and the crazy things that are out there? But our writer here through the pen of inspiration simply says, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a wonderful truth to know that Peter was experienced. He was an eyewitness. The Bible says, but were eyewitnesses of His Majesty in a court of law. The prosecuting attorney, the defense attorney, all of them are interested in eyewitnesses. And they'll put them on the stand and they'll examine them and cross-examine them, and they're trying to make for sure that they can get the story the way it needs to be. And it's always important to have an eyewitness. And here Peter simply says, I want to tell you something. I was an eyewitness of the power and coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was found by his brother Andrew. Woo-hoo! What a day that must have been when his brother Andrew first findeth his brother Simon and brought him to Christ. And he was able to see the glory of the Lord and was able to experience soul salvation. What a day it must have been whenever he was walking on the water and he began to sink and he said, Lord, save me. And he was able to feel the hand of Christ pull him up out of the water. What a day it must have been when he heard the cock crow for the third time and bowed his head in defeat. And what a day it must have been when the Lord said, go get all my disciples and tell Peter also, whoa, there's forgiveness at the foot of the cross. And he says to us here in this passage of Scripture, you can say what you want to say, but I've been an eyewitness of the power and the glory and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've not followed cunningly devised fables. I've not out there in some hokey pokey weird religion. I was an eyewitness of the sufferings of Christ. I was an eyewitness of the claims of Christ. I was an eyewitness of what Jesus Christ did in my life. And I'm here to report to everybody today, oh, he did it for me and he can do it for you. I hope that you're encouraged today with this great passage of scripture. Eyewitnesses of the power and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I may not have seen him with these tangible eyes that I have here on my head, but thank God I've seen him through the eye of faith. My life has been transformed by the power of the gospel, and yours no doubt has been also. And if yours has not been transformed by the power of the gospel, I've got good news for you. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.